858-996-0006. Look forward to speaking with you. Bye-bye.
Mason Dixon Machining.
Hey, is Jay in?
He's at a meeting with K&L right now. I can take a message for him, though.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right. Let me get a pen.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, my name's Nico. That's N-I-K-O.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, so it's a car and then different.
Mm-hmm.
And then my direct line is 858.
Yeah.
779.
Okay.
0432.
Okay.
Yeah, and what was that?
I was going to ask, has he spoken with you before?
I was in contact with the company back in July, and I was told to follow up towards the end of the year to hear about some of the programs that we had to offer, working capital and equipment financing.
Okay. I'll give him this number. I honestly don't know if he'll call you guys back or not. He's not really a social person, but I'll give him the number.
Yeah, do you happen to know, I mean, is Jay looking to bring on equipment for the business?
We just bought something, actually.
Oh, how recent?
We bought it probably a week ago, and it's coming in 3 weeks or something like that.
Oh, no way.
Just missed the
bullet on that, you know? Yeah, no, I called and kind of left my information with them, and I hadn't heard back from him, so.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, he... He doesn't really talk to people unless he has to.
Right. So. What did you guys buy, if you don't mind me asking? Was it a new CNC machine?
It's a screw machine, yeah.
Okay. How much does one of those things run, you guys?
It's a lot of money. I don't know the exact amount. I just know it's expensive.
Right. Awesome. Okay. Cool. Well, hopefully, you know, you can let Jay know that I called and see if there's...
Yeah, I'll still give him your number.
Yeah, it does, you know, I mean, of course, he's the owner and everything, so he obviously handles the finances, right? There's nobody else that kind of helps him with that? Okay.
No.
Okay. So, well, yeah, I mean, because some of our programs, like, I know you guys just brought that on and just bought it, but we're actually able to possibly refinance that, see if we can get you a better rate, even if you already had purchased it. So, if you want to let him know that, too, and see if he's interested in that, because I don't know how much that's running him. I'd probably have to talk to him, see if it's... something you might be interested in, but I don't know if he wants to go, through with it, see what we can do to offer to help out.
Right.
Yeah. Now, is that kind of typical? You guys usually bring on equipment towards the end of the year, or is this kind of
not something that big. Like, we might get something small here and there, but we don't really bring in a big machine like that. We have four here three here right now, but that'll be the fourth, you know, big major machine that we have, and we've been here for 16 years, so.
Oh, wow, that's a long time. Have you been there the entire time?
No, I've been here for about 6 years. I'm a son, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you that's why you're telling me you probably won't be able to talk to me, because you know your dad.
Oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, he's
so
not...
Are you set up to kind of, you know, take the torch when he's looking to retire, or what's...
I have no clue. I'm learning the ropes pretty much. I don't really know anything about the finances, or I don't really know anything about the business aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm more just a machine guy.
You're the machinist.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Right.
But I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere, right? It's not like you're going to immediately jump into his shoes and start taking it over. He's probably going to start, you know, slowly pushing you into the position.
Oh yeah, I mean not to toot my own horn. I know quite a bit about the machining side. I just don't know anything about the business side of things or how he runs anything like that.
Oh hey, hopefully that's something that, you know, he can start teaching you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, see, the thing is, since you already know the business, now all you have to know is how to sell the business. Like, sell it as, you know, bring in customers, know how to work the finances, things like that. That's another side. But you already have half of it completed because you know what the machines do, you know what type of work you can bring in, things like that.
Right.
Right. So, you know, just out of curiosity, was this machine just for a new job that you guys have coming up?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I don't know if he has a big job in mind that he bought it for, or if he's just trying to put the word out there that we have a screw machine, because we only do milling right now, but
so
now we can do a lot more with a screw machine.
So, yeah, what exactly will a screw machine do? Like, what type of work does it bring to your business?
We can do, like, all anything round, really. I mean, anything that's round and made of metal. But because on a mill, you can't really make anything round. It doesn't work like that. You can't. It's not possible. But with a lathe or a screw machine, that's where you make round metal parts. So.
Now, kind of refresh my memory here a little bit, but are you guys just a typical job shop, or do you serve, you know, a few industries?
We are more like air-to-ground communication type stuff, like microwave, like dealing with microwaves, not like microwaves as in like food, but like things that work with microwaves, like in the sky, like things with antennas and stuff like that.
Oh, no way. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. How did you guys get into that business?
I have no clue how he did. he's been in that industry since like 1980, so.
Wow. So
yeah.
he's been doing this for a while then.
He knows his shit.
Oh,
he
man,
really
that's pretty impressive. You know, I don't see a lot of that happening nowadays. I see a lot of these job shops and machine shops only being open for around, I guess, on average, I would say about 15 years. So it's nice to see a few people have, like, stayed within the industry and kind of made their name for themselves, you know?
No doubt. Yeah, he's had this shop for 16 years, but it's not going away anytime soon. We're busy as hell right now, so.
Did he have a shop before that?
No, he worked around, like, at different places, like Lortz Microwave and K&L Microwave, stuff like that. We do a lot of work for them, so anything that they have, they just send it over to us.
Right, hence why he's got a meeting with them right now, huh?
Yeah, that's where he's at right now, so.
So that's maybe what the new machine's for.
What's that?
I said that's maybe probably what the new machine is for.
I'm sure that's part of the meeting, for sure.
You know, I totally did not catch your name when we originally started talking.
I'm JT.
JT? Okay, JT. Hey, look, you know, I don't want to take up a lot of your time here. Yeah, you're probably busy and everything, but if you don't mind, you know, just letting your dad know that I kind of gave him a call and see if he's looking to maybe get that piece of equipment refinanced, if he can
right.
get a better rate, because of course, you know, everybody wants to save money in the end, and it's something that we might be able to do to help out, and I'm sure that if he's interested in that, or if he's, you know, happy with what he got at the rate, then nothing to worry about. But do you happen to have an email address? I could shoot you over my contact information, kind of relay the message to your dad?
Yeah, I don't know what his is, but mine is J-A-Y D-A 1011
1011?
Yeah, 1011 at yahoo.com.
Oh, hold on. So that was J-D-A, right?
J-A-Y
uh-huh.
D-A at dog, as in dog, animal.
Mm-hmm.
And then
1011.
Right.
Yahoo.com.
Right.
Okay. Look, here's what I'll do, man. I know financing is on top of your priority list, but if you want to relay the message to your dad, let him know I called. I'll shoot you over my contact information, you know, via email, and kind of like the programs that we originally had spoken about.
Right.
I might have actually talked to you. I don't know. I possibly. When I last called, but it'll kind of explain kind of what we do, you know, who we are. You guys can take a look at us, see if, you know, there's something we can do to help you guys out. Cause I'd love to, you know, earn your guys' business. I'd love to be a part of, you know, the growth that you guys have obviously told me about and seemed to be, you know, hitting consistently. So
right.
If we can help you guys out. But that's right. What I'll do. You know, I don't want to take up a lot more of your time, so I'll shoot you over that email, take a look at it, and pass the message along to your dad.
Sounds good. I will do that.
All right, JT. Maybe I'll follow up in a couple months, kind of see how business has been if I don't hear back from you guys.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks, JT. You take care, man.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye now.
Bye.